Hare Krishna. Free love is a self-contradiction. Free love is a euphemism people use for sexual promiscuity, for having sexual relationships without any with anyone and everyone, without any restriction of marriage or any other restriction like that. Now, the word free love sounds very attractive, because both love and freedom are very innate aspirations of our heart. But when you bring these two together, free love is a self-contradiction. Because love, by its very nature, is a bond between the lover and the beloved. And the nature of the bond is that it curtails freedom. That is the very meaning of the word bond. Now, of course, there is freedom in love, in the sense that we have freedom to choose whom to love. But once we choose to love someone, that means that choice itself entails a curtailing of freedom. Now, if the love is superficial, then that love sees the regulation as a deprivation of freedom. Well, so for example, when a man loves a woman, and the two decide to get married, then the man naturally has to minimize relationship with other women. So he doesn't have physical contact with other physical relationships, sexual relationship with other women. Shouldn't have. So now this regulation will seem a deprivation if the love is superficial. But if the love is deep, then this regulation is seen as a means for intensification of love by focused loving exchanges. And now those who practice or advocate free love, if we look at their lives, they are often among the loneliest people in the world. Why? Because although their body may touch many other bodies, may rub against many other bodies, their heart stays isolated, being locked into itself by their conception, by their misconception about free love. No, so in principle, free love is a self-contradiction. In practice, when somehow one tries to do what is advocated by free love, then it degenerates into a loveless self-obsession. The person gets trapped into oneself, me, 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 my pleasure, narcissism, where there can be no deep concern for anyone else, and there can be no deep contact and connection and reciprocation with anyone else. Now, does that mean that our aspiration for freedom and for love can never be fulfilled? No, they can be fulfilled at the spiritual level. We are at our core souls, and we are meant to have an eternal loving relationship with the all-attractive Supreme Soul, Krishna. Now, when we purify ourselves by following regulations, by eschewing free love, then our consciousness rises to the spiritual level. When we practice the rules of Bhakti Yoga and learn to love Krishna, then eventually we attain Krishna's eternal abode. And there our love becomes truly free. How? It becomes free from distraction. Distraction by impure desires. We don't desire anything separate from Krishna. It becomes free from anxieties, because the spiritual world is free from all anxiety. And it becomes free from termination, because there is no death over there. And so now, when Krishna, towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, calls us to give up all other engagements and just love Him, just surrender to Him and love Him. That is actually an invitation for free love. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. So when Krishna says, give up all varieties of me, surrender to me. So this may seem antithetical to free love. Oh, I'm not free to love anyone, everyone. But actually when we love Krishna, therein our love becomes truly free. Thank you. Hare Krishna.